Hello, this is Lynn Herod Diverges of Center of Light Miracles. And this is a guided exercise for protecting yourself from negative energy. So we're going to begin with you sitting with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And just take a couple of nice and easy breaths from the tips of your toes. Inhale all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice and easily, slowly releasing the breath. And again, a nice deep breath all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale, releasing the breath easily, slowly, gently. And imagine you are sitting on top of a tree trunk. This tree trunk is literally like one with you. You are like one with it, where you are securely seated on top of it. And the tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, and all the way to the center of the earth. And the roots of this tree trunk are embedded into the core of the earth. It can be any type of tree trunk. Maybe you have a favorite type of tree. It does not matter. Just make sure that, yes, you are one with the tree trunk, completely connected to it as you sit on top of it. And continue to breathe nice and easily and effortlessly. So now let's put the first layer of protection around you. And you can do this by imagining that you are entirely surrounded by a large bubble. This bubble is over your head, under your feet, on the right side, the left side, in front and back, all around you. This bubble is your aura. The aura is an electromagnetic energy field that actually is made up of the energy from your mind and your heart. It is filled with the entirety of the consciousness that you hold. And whatever your thoughts or whatever is in your heart, it attracts to you those experiences and those energies from outside of yourself like a magnet. In your aura, you know, you see, you feel, and connect with where the edge of your aura actually is. Perhaps it's as big as the room, or it's very close to your body, or somewhere in between. Just be aware of where the edge of your aura is, and however you do that, notice what color the edge is. There's no right or wrong color. And now adjust your aura so that it is no more than 18 inches from your physical body. Adjust it so that it's 18 inches from the top of your head, in front of you, in back of you, 18 inches on the right side and the left side, and 18 inches underneath your feet. Do not force or effort for this to happen. Intend it to be so, and that's where your aura will move, 18 inches from your physical body. And the edge of your aura may change color or it may not. Again, there is no right or wrong. Just intend, know, see or feel your aura bubble adjusting so that it's closer to your body, making sure it is the same distance all the way around you. And imagine now that your aura has a stiff eggshell type edge to it. A stiff eggshell type edge. And imagine that the edge of your aura is also a beautiful pearlescent white gold color vibration. In fact, your entire aura is a beautiful pearlescent white gold color vibration, the highest vibration that there can possibly be in the universe. And take another nice easy breath. Know that your aura now is currently positioned for the first layer of protecting your space. And now let's move to the second layer of protection. On the outside of your aura, about 2 feet away, imagine a violet flaming wall. See the flame burning from the ground up and all around your aura, 360 degrees. Imagine this wall is flaming in this beautiful violet color vibration from the ground all the way up as tall and even taller than you, 2 feet outside, away from your aura. This second layer of protection ensures that any energy that is not your own pure essent energy, that if it comes close to you, it will burn in the fire. And when it burns, it is purified and returned in its purest, highest form to the source from which it came. So that negative energy is actually transmuted, transformed into pure energy, and sent back to its original source. Whether it's the thoughts from someone else, whether it is a perspective that is not a positive perspective, perhaps an experience, an issue, or a situation that you're faced with, whatever the negative energy, you are now protected from it. Continuing to breathe nice and easy. Now imagine a very bright golden sun is surrounding you completely. A beautiful, huge, bright, golden sun, as bright as you can imagine it, is completely surrounding you and your aura bubble. Absorb as much or all of this sun as you possibly can. Bring it into your space. For at the edge of your aura and everything in your aura and your body too is all part of your personal space. So as you imagine this bright, huge, beautiful, glowing, gorgeous, golden sun, this represents your pure energy and no one else's. As you bring it and absorb all of this sun into you and into your space, allow some of it to even go down the grounding cord, which is the tree trunk, all the way to the center of the earth. For by sitting on top of the tree trunk, you are naturally releasing and clearing any negative energy that may already be in your space so that you can let the old negative energy go. And you're keeping any other negative energy out from getting into your space all at the same time. Continuing to breathe. Now it's important to check your grounding, the aura, and violet flaming wall at least 3 times a day to be sure that it's intact. If it's not intact, all you need do is know, see, feel, envision that your aura bubble is 18 inches from your body, that it has a nice stiff eggshell type edge to it, that there is a violet burning flaming wall 2 feet outside of your aura, and that you are sitting atop a tree trunk that is embedded and rooted into the core center of the earth. So if your grounding isn't there anymore, create the connection on top of another tree trunk. If your aura is not a brilliant pearlescent golden color vibration that's 18 inches around your body, make the adjustment so that it is. The grounding cord keeps you connected to the earth and solid in your awareness of space. The eggshell edge and color vibration of your aura helps keep some unwanted energy, the negative energy, out. And the violet flame ensures nothing gets in too easily without being purified. But the grounding and violet flame both work to help release energy within your space as well, that you no longer want or need or shouldn't have. Together, the grounding and the violet flame help you to release negative energy. So practice this every day, several times a day if you can. The more you do it, the better you will be at protecting your space from negative energy. And the more you will feel like yourself, an open-hearted human being that's really filled with love. This is centeroflightmiracles.org. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, offering you this opportunity to keep negative energy out of your space, by keeping you protected, by clearing negative energy out of your space, by allowing you the opportunity to release it, and to move into a higher vibration where you're able to have purified energy, positive energy, and be filled with love. Enjoy.